In a surprising move, Pakistan opener in Peshawar Zalmi batter Saim Ayub has excluded national star Babar Azam from his dream T20 World 11. Notably, he also left out all Pakistani bowlers, while selecting two Indian players in his lineup. Speaking on the Zalmi podcast, Saim was tasked with naming his ideal T20 11, with the condition that no more than two players could be selected from any single country. Despite being allowed two Pakistani selections, he opted for only one, left-handed opener Fakhar Zaman, who he paired with Australia's Travis Head at the top of the order. England's explosive wicketkeeper batter Joseph Butler was placed at number 3, followed by Nicholas Pooran of the West Indies and South Africa's Heinrich Claassen, both known for their big hitting prowess in the middle order. In a surprising decision, Saim included England's Ben Stokes at number 6, despite the all-rounder having not played a T20 in over 2 years due to injury concerns. Nevertheless, Saim praised Stokes' ability to add depth and firepower to any T20 lineup. India's Hardik Pandya was picked as the main all-rounder, while the spin duo comprised Afghanistan's Rashid Khan and New Zealand's Mitchell Santner, both renowned for their control and impact in the middle overs. To spearhead the pace attack, Saim chose India's Jasprit Bumrah and Australia's Mitchell Stark, two of the most formidable fast bowlers in world cricket. While Babar Azam's omission sparked debate among fans and cricket analysts, Saim's 11 reflects a clear preference for modern, aggressive T20 cricket, favoring versatility, power hitting, and all-round capabilities over traditional anchors. Saim Ayub's dream T20 World 11. Fakhar Zaman, Pakistan Travis Head, Australia Joseph Butler, England Nicholas Pooran, West Indies Heinrich Claassen, South Africa Ben Stokes, England Hardik Pandya, India Rashid Khan, Afghanistan Mitchell Santner, New Zealand Jasprit Bumrah, India Mitchell Stark, Australia.